to a Quantum Podcast production.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Sasha, and on today's podcast, we're going to dive into the world of relational databases. Andrew, thank you for joining us. Do you know what I am referring to when I say relational database?
I've heard of them, Sasha, but I am not entirely sure how they work.
Not a problem, Andrew. Think of a relational database as a system for organizing, managing, and analyzing data. To make it simpler, let's think of relational databases as a library system for organizing and managing books and members. Sound good?
Sounds interesting.
In our library analogy, the tables in a relational database are like different sections or shelves in the library. We might have tables or sections such as books, members, borrowed books, and authors. Each section stores specific information. For example, the books section would contain details about all the books in the library.
So, is each table sort of like a category of information?
Exactly. And within each section or table, we have columns and rows. The columns, also referred to as attributes, are like the specific details on a book's info card. For the books section, columns might be ISBN, title, genre, and author ID. These columns indicate the kind of information about each book we're recording.
And rows are individual books?
Spot on. Rows, or records, represent individual items or instances in that table. In the books table, a row would be one specific book with all its details.
But with so many books, how do we make sure each one is unique?
That's where the primary key comes in. In our library, every book has a unique ISBN number, right? In our books table, ISBN might be the primary key, ensuring every book has its own unique identifier.
Makes sense. But what if I want to know which author wrote a specific book?
Great segue to foreign keys. Let's say we have an author section with details of all authors. A book in the books section might have an author ID as a foreign key, which refers to the unique ID of an author in the authors section. This way, we can find out which author wrote which book.
Ah, so it's about linking information between different sections.
Precisely. By interconnecting tables using primary and foreign keys, we can fetch and relate information from different tables seamlessly.
That's so neat. So understanding these components helps us set up and use the database effectively?
Absolutely. Once you grasp these main components, you can better understand the SQL schema for any application, like our library. And with SQL, you can query and analyze this data, making data-driven decisions to enhance operations. Now, I have one more question for you. Can you think of an example or scenario where you might apply this knowledge of relational databases in your work or in a project?
All right, let me think. Say I'm working in the human resources department. We could have tables like employees, training programs, benefits enrollment, and performance reviews. In the employees table, we might have an employee ID as the primary key, capturing each employee's unique identifier. This table would store basic employee details like name, contact information, department, and hire date. If an employee undergoes training, the training programs table would have columns like training ID and employee ID as a foreign key, indicating which employee attended which training. For benefits, the benefits enrollment table would use employee ID to track which benefits packages each employee has selected. And for annual reviews, the performance reviews table would store feedback, ratings, and goals, linked to employees again via the employee ID. By using relational databases, the HR department could seamlessly manage and cross-reference various aspects of an employee's journey, from training and benefits to performance reviews, all centralized around their unique employee ID.
You've captured it perfectly, Andrew. That's an excellent example. Relational databases are indeed vital for HR functions, ensuring data consistency and offering a comprehensive view of an employee's history and progression. Your grasp of its application in an HR context is really impressive. Well done.
Thank you, Sasha, for guiding us in understanding the structure and use of relational databases. I look forward to exploring more SQL topics in the future.
That concludes this QuantHub podcast production. Thank you for listening.